P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. What would God have you to do for such a time as this?
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully, they're going to be, in this next hour, the views of certainly Ambassador Henry Cooper. We're going to be talking certainly about the very real threat of an EMP attack on the United States, and certainly, you know, Ambassador Cooper is a personal friend. He heads a group called High Frontier. And there is a small group of people who really feel that there is a very real threat to America of an electromagnetic pulse attack and or a sunspot. In fact, it is said by some very knowledgeable people that basically there could be a 100% chance that this is going to happen. It's not a matter of if, but when. And if it's certainly not an attack from an enemy, it will certainly be an attack certainly from the sun, because of course a sunspot, we usually have about a serious sunspot, a flare every 100 years. It's been 150 years or more since we had the last serious one, and it could happen at any time. So we don't know really what's going on. Ordinarily, we would anticipate at this time in the cycle, in the 11-year cycles for the sun, that we would be having a much stronger sunspots than we are solar flares. We're not having them. We don't understand why. There have been terrible flares on the other side of the sun, but none here, and hope and pray we don't have one, because the way that the electronic grid is set up across America, why, we are very, very susceptible to the possibility of a massive solar flare simply wiping out the transformers across America and plunging America into an electronic nightmare that would parallel a situation that existed in 1850. There's probably only one state that's made any preservation or efforts to preserve the electronic system is the state of Maine. And, well, the rest of them are very, very susceptible, and it doesn't make sense. There have been government studies that show the very real danger. There was an 8-year study. You can get it off the internet. It's called the threat of an EMP attack. It came out of the United States Senate. 8 scientists worked for 8 years studying this threat, and they're talking about the potential deaths of 100 million Americans or more. And not an imaginary threat, but a very real threat. And yet somebody, for some reason, has blocked any efforts to do that. Well, we don't seem to be getting Ambassador Cooper, so we're going to have open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But certainly the threat of an EMP attack is not imaginary. It is very real. And basically, what it would mean would be certainly the total destruction of the infrastructure of America. Now, both the Russians and the Chinese have made arrangements so that if there were to be an EMP attack or a massive solar flare, it would not break down the structure of their society. And basically, of course, there are groups of congressmen back in Washington, D.C., who are very aware of this threat, who've talked about this, who tried to get legislation through. And at one time, a few years ago, they got it through the House unanimously, didn't get it out of a committee in the Senate, so nothing was done. And the question is why it doesn't make sense. unless there is another agenda. And whose agenda is it? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We're going to do open lines. We're looking forward to your calls because we have nothing prepared. We thought we would have Ambassador Cooper with us this evening, but for some reason we can't reach him. All we're getting is the answering machine. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about whatever you'd like to talk about. Give us a call right now.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open line, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But basically what people don't really understand is the fact that the threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack is really very, very real. In fact, there are a number of countries that could do this. Certainly North Korea could do this. Venezuela could do this. Iran can do this. I'm firmly convinced Iran has nuclear weapons, and I suspect there are other countries out there that have nuclear weapons. And all you need to do is certainly detonate one of these nuclear weapons a couple of hundred miles above the center of our country, and simply because of the way that the web is set up, the web system is set up, why you would simply take out the entire nation. And basically, the nation is divided into three basic blocks: Texas, the western part of the United States, the eastern part of the United States. And because of the way we certainly have our relays, we have our transformers set up, And why, of course, rather than have individual electronic units, they all interlock. Now, basically, this is very, very beneficial because, of course, then if there is a problem one place, well, we can begin sifting electricity in there so that we can never really have electricity off for more than a few hours. But suddenly, if the whole area were to go out, you'd simply burn out the transformers, and we would certainly go for years, probably because we do not manufacture the major transformers here. They actually had an attack here, I think it was in California. About a year ago, somebody fired some shots at the transformers, and it took them a couple of years to change the transformers and get new ones in. However, of course, they were able to pull electricity in from other areas. However, the whole thing would break down with an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse attack. And suddenly the organization, a Senate investigation of 8 PhDs who studied this for 8 years, pointed out the terrible affection this would have, and how suddenly our whole structure of our society is based upon the availability of electricity, and you take away that electricity and we certainly get total chaos. I mean, the healthcare delivery system would break down, the food delivery system would break down, the oil delivery system would break down, literally every aspect of our society would crumble, and America would be put back to the way it was in the 1850s. And people find that so difficult to believe, but suddenly when you read the report, and you can pull it down from the internet. Just go up on the internet, and you can Google in or go to one of the other websites, Sydney, and Google in the threat of an EMP attack, what would happen with an EMP attack, or the danger, I think it's the danger of an EMP attack. And you'll find that what I'm telling you is true. And these scientists who studied this were frightened to death. Well, it's going to be open lines this evening. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But right now, let's go to Dee, who's calling us from Post Falls. Hi, Dee. How are we doing?
Not very bad. I wanted to remind and exhort my fellow Idahoans here in the Idaho Panhandle, if you possibly can, run for the legislature. Our filing deadline is 1 week from today. And as I explained on Wednesday night, right here in the Idaho Panhandle in Kootenai County, the primary is ballgame. You have a 95% probability of winning the general election if you win the primary election in May.
All right, fine. So basically, how many signatures would people have to get? Or can they simply just pay, get 10 signatures and pay something? What it would cost to actually?
That is the case. 10 signatures and a $30 fee gets you on the ballot, or 50 signatures and no fee whatsoever. And you understand that a lot of these things are determined by a mere 1,000 votes, 2,000 votes, at least in the rural areas. We have three districts in Kootenai County here, which is where ACN is heard, FM 106.5. Thank you, Tom Reed. But District 2 is essentially rural, which is the rural the county at large. It's the largest land area. District 3 includes the cities of Post Falls and Rathdrum. District 4 is essentially the city of Coeur d'Alene. And we have three candidates, sitting incumbents, that if they go unopposed, that's like an endorsement for Obamacare. That's like telling the nation that Idaho, the only red state, the only conservative state in the union to adopt Obamacare, that's just peachy keen. That's just fine. We're not going to oppose these people, and they do need opposition.
All right, fine. Now, are these posts that are open, are these for the county council? Are they for the city council or for the state legislature?
The state legislature. The state legislature is what imposed the Obamacare exchange. Idaho is the only red state in the union to go with an Obamacare-style change. Under the nominal idea that we would have autonomy and independence, we have anything but autonomy and independence. It's entirely a puppet organization of Obamacare. The Unaffordable Communistic Tyranny Act of 2009, which represents both force and fraud. It was fraudulently enacted, and believe me, there will be force. In spite of what they say, in spite of the illegal waivers, the waivers themselves are illegal. Barack Hussein Obama does not have the constitutional authority to exempt people from his own law, but that's exactly what he's done.
Well, I just hope that the people out there listening to Dee will go ahead and certainly give serious consideration to running. Basically, we have our freedom because people are involved in the electoral process. There are people out there who want control. There are people there who are dedicated to a fascist society. They believe that this small ruling elite should take care of the rest of us and control of us. But of course, we need people who believe in individual freedom, who are willing to put the time and the effort in. And basically, it's not that difficult to run for the office. And certainly, we will do everything we can to help people and get their message out. But they really only have, another week to get their names in?
Exactly. The filing deadline, the paperwork has to be in Boise by March 5th, 14.
All right, fine. Is there any way people could contact you or somebody else who could give them information if they're sitting at home this evening and they say, maybe I ought to be involved? How could they reach you or somebody else who would encourage them?
Well, I will give out my mobile number, and that is 444-772, area code 208. I'll repeat that slowly. Area code 208-444-7772.
One more time.
Area code 208-444-7772.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, give Dee a call. And if there's any way you could do it or get somebody else to do it. But we need to have people running. Remember, freedom is lost when good people do nothing. And the price that good people pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is that they're ruled by evil men. And I've tried to several times to run for political office. I certainly would always have tremendous opposition because I live in a community that is more or less dominated by communists. It has been going back for well over 40 years. And because the newspaper locally was controlled, I said, tightly so that you couldn't get your information out. And basically, they lied consistently about me in the local newspaper. But I did pretty well, actually, considering I was getting 40% of the vote usually. And certainly with a little additional help, I could have certainly got to end up political office. But I really felt that my calling was to be on the radio and to encourage others to do that. Well, do you have anybody at all running at the present time, Dee, that you know of?
There is one, as I mentioned, Wednesday in the legislature in District 4 Alpha, 4A. The guy that went against the people was Luke Melick, and he is a freshman, so he's highly vulnerable, and people are very upset about Obamacare in Kootenai County. And he has opposition in the form of Toby Schindelbeck, and Toby's got a website under construction, and I think he would be glad to appear on your show as soon as I can attain his contact information.
All right, fine. Well, then we've got three others.
I've even considered this would be an utter. I'm almost flat broke myself, but I've even contemplated running against Frank Henderson. But you have to understand that Frank Henderson has a rich, storied career in public service. He's one of the greatest generations. He graduated from the University of Idaho in 1943, and he served in the U.S. Army. So. That's a David and Goliath story scenario, and I'm very hesitant with my scanty resume going at someone like that. But there's a Chambers that is head of a mining construction company up here, but it turns out that he was illegal. He was not eligible, even though he was a nominee designate. Frank Henderson broke his hip. So Chambers was filling in for him in the legislature, which is actually illegal because Chambers is not even a resident of the district. And then one other candidate that has been mentioned, I don't recall his name, but he's a bankster. And I doubt if a bankster is going to be anything but another rhino that's going to endorse Obamacare. It's going to rubber stamp Obamacare. But I would say that one of the ones that just begging to be challenged is Ed Morris. He's in District 2, which is highly rural, and that district is going to be a 1,500-vote race. And whoever gets 1,500 votes first is likely to unseat him. Once again, it's another freshman. He's a Gonzaga graduate, a rhino, a Republican in name only. That's what that means.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment, or if you want to talk about something else, give us a call. But I think it's vitally important that the people up there in Idaho get involved, because if you lose your freedom, you'll have nobody to blame but yourself. Basically, it's going to take time. It's going to take effort, but it'll be a very rewarding experience. And after all, is freedom really worthwhile fighting for and struggling for and working for? Suddenly, get in touch with Dee one more time. Get your telephone number out there.
That would be 208-444-7772.
All right, and our telephone number, it's open lines. We're looking for calls. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Dee, the best of luck. Keep us posted, will you?
I will do that. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open line, so give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But what do you think about what's going on over there in the Crimea? Do you really believe that they were getting the truth, or is this simply a put-on? And I would like to suggest this is a put-on for a specific purpose. I'm not sure exactly the reason for it, but I will tell you this whole thing is manipulated. First of all, you have to understand there's a secret group that controls suddenly both political parties here in the United States. Suddenly, between 1977 and the year 2009, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, the North American chapter. There are only 85 members of it, but they are, for all intents and purposes, the government of the United States, certainly 7 of the 12 secretaries of state during that period, 9 of the 12 secretaries of defense, 6 of the 8 presidents of the world bank at that during that era. They all came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, that is North American chapter, that's never had more than 87 members. Of course, once you go to work for government, you have to resign from your position. But there's this little small group that really runs the country. The average American goes to the poll and votes every 4 years for the candidate, not of our choice, but of their choice. And basically, this group is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And there's a similar group that controls what's going on in Russia today. And basically, of course, the president of Russia, with the exception of Yeltsin going all the way back, certainly to almost the time of Stalin, they've always come from the KGB, which, of course, overlaps with the CIA. And the KGB in Russia and the CIA in the United States, these organizations overlap with one another, work closely with one another. And they're part of what I call the invisible government that rules the world. And behind them are powerful spiritual forces, which most people really don't understand. But if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And you can get the book by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And Sydney, now if you'd like to give us a call here and have any comments at all on what's going on as far as the Crimea, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we really want to hear what you have to say and what you think about what's going on. But I will tell you that for whatever reason, this whole thing is staged. And basically, of course, now, how do we know it was staged? Well, basically, you had these demonstrations going on, supposedly in the western part of the Ukraine, which was certainly more aligned with NATO than it was with Russia. The eastern part of the Ukraine was strongly aligned with Russia, and Russia has certainly a naval base there. They had several, almost I think up to 25,000 troops stationed in the Crimea. That was certainly part and parcel of their right under the treaty that they had with the Ukraine. But the Ukraine certainly is the breadbasket of Europe, and but basically almost half the people there are not pro-Russian. The other half are pro-Russian. But basically, what we saw was that suddenly there's an uprising against the government of Ukraine. Now, the government of Ukraine had been pretty well taken over by pro-Russian forces, and certainly the Yukhanovich, who was the premier of the Ukraine, was pro-Russian, and suddenly there was agitating against him. It was largely financed by the United States. The United States put up somewhere in the neighborhood of three or four 4, maybe as much as $5 billion, to create agitators and bring people in to demonstrate against the government. And basically, of course, there was a rather severe demonstrations a couple of weeks ago. And then somebody, suddenly there was a rock throwing, and there was certainly some of the people who were resisting the government had weapons, but they weren't well armed. The police were well armed. The military was well armed. And somebody then gave an order. They gave an order to the police, and they gave an order to the military to go back to their barracks and allow the rabble to take over control. Now, this did not happen. Certainly a disorganized group of people cannot simply take over a highly sophisticated government, which is what they had in the Ukraine. But somebody wanted this conflict that we have today. Somebody gave the order, and they returned police and the military returned to their barracks. And the rabble took over, and now, of course, they apparently they're going to establish a fascist government. The people certainly in the eastern part don't want that. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I'd like to know what you think about what's happening.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley. Emotionally now known by so many people worried that Miracle Food Soap really is a miracle. Miracle Food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. It's Open Lines on Friday. A regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but certainly as far as what's going on over there in the Crimea, this whole thing is manipulated. Somebody put a call in and told the police and the military to go back and allow the rabble to take over control. control. Well, the rabble has taken over control. They're talking about certainly establishing the government there. But of course, the Russians don't want that. They want to be able to control the eastern part, as they have for many, many years. They certainly have their only warm water, certainly naval base in that area. The Russians have a naval base there, Sebastopol, something of that sort. And basically, there and the Black Sea. So they are the, I've forgotten whether it's the Caspian Sea or the Black Sea, but be that as it may, the Russians are going to maintain their naval base there. And basically now, of course, they've asked the people, do you want to certainly go with the people in the West who are actually seem to be very, very pro-fascist? They seem to be very, very pro-national socialist. And so they're saying, do you want to go with them or do you want to align with Russia? And the people there, at least it would appear, want to align with Russia. And so they're going to, in 10 days from now, they're going to have an election. And President Obama is saying, you can't do that. You can't just go into a country and ask the people if they want to change their alignment. That's a violation of the Constitution, certainly of the Ukraine. And so basically, we're going to have to bring sanctions against Russia for doing this. Now, here's President Obama talking about how we have to abide by international law, and yet there's no question at all the American government was behind the overthrow of the Libyan government. We were behind the overthrow of the Tunisian government. We were behind the overthrow of the Egyptian government. We were certainly, and we are today, behind financing the revolutionary movement that's taking place in Syria. We've spent billions of dollars bringing in professional fighters. This is not a civil war. These are professional fighters we're bringing from all over the Muslim world, Sunni Muslims that we're using there to fight the Shia regime under Assad. And then, of course, we've already overthrown the government there. In Iraq, we did that because Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Then it turned out they were lying. Colin Powell went before the United Nations and said there was no question that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, and he was lying. And then we went in there, we've killed tens of thousands of people, all for a lie. And then Barack Obama has the audacity to say suddenly that the Russians are doing the wrong thing by calling for an election. Well, let's get to, we have a Bruce on the line from Durand, Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Okay. Too bad Ambassador Cooper wasn't on the line tonight. I wanted to listen to that.
Well, I really did, too, and I don't know what happened. He's usually very, very good, but under any circumstances, we'll find out. We'll get him on again later. But I appreciate so much your calling in, and once again, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But, Bruce, you go right ahead.
Yeah, there's been a couple things in the back of my mind for a couple of weeks, and then in the other case of Hillary Clinton, a couple of months, that I wanted to broach the subject to you, but just never really had the opportunity. Have you ever heard, let's talk about the EMP first. Did you ever hear of Cynthia Ayers? She's into EMP. She was on the Rick Wiles show here, I think it was more than a week ago now, talking about something that happened off the coast of, in the Pacific here. Well, I think it was 06 or 08. I'm trying to think, it was an even year in the summertime where a missile came shooting out and it was all over the national news. And people were saying, what's going on? Is it nuclear war? And the Pentagon said, no, it was nothing. And she said that was a test for some kind of EMP because within a week, a similar thing happened on the east coast of the United States. Do you remember that incident?
Yes, I do. I remember the incident because I'm not sure all the details of it, but I do remember the incident. And of course, basically, this was a foreign country, probably either North Korea or China had fired a missile close to our coast, but it didn't go over the central part of our country, although it certainly could have. And we certainly put this down. The thing is that our leaders of our country know about the threat, and they're not doing anything about it, which doesn't make sense. I mean, certainly the Senate and the Congress understand there's a very real threat. In fact, there was a unanimous vote about 3 or 4 years ago to remedy the situation. We could have done it for a couple of $100 million. Certainly, if this were to happen, we would simply destroy the infrastructure of our society. So what's going on doesn't make sense. And if it doesn't make sense, there's got to be another reason. I'm not certain what it is. We're just going to have to wait and see how it unfolds, Bruce.
Well, she's pretty expert in this. Again, it is Cynthia Ayer, like that guy in Chicago who's Obama's friend, Ayer. And I think she knows Mr. Cooper. I recall her mentioning him in the conversation. She knew about gamma rays and the whole deal and the proton cascade or whatever it is that actually messes up microcircuitry. She said that only two would be required because she kind of contradicted. I know some of your other guests, like they say, don't worry about an EMP. It would take 5 or 6 or more to blanket the country. She said it would only take two, one over the east and one over the west, you know, somewhere like they'd want to stay west of the Rockies and just wipe that all out, their electronics. And then anywhere east of the Rockies would hit the entire east coast, say over Colorado, because there aren't that many big, tall mountains, you know, from the Rockies to like New York City. So she said they needed to test on the west coast and on the east coast, and they did it within a week. There were two missile launches sighted and commented on by a number of people all within that week from whatever year it was. I think it was, I can't imagine 06. It must have been 08, but it seems like it was an even year in the summertime because I can remember it was on all the national news that night.
And I remember the episode very, very well.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Well, basically, what is she saying? What is her message?
It would only take two, and it can come at any time now. It's not going to take a half a dozen. And it would, she was really dire. She was another one that said it would probably kill 90% of the people in this country.
Well, you know,
we'd all starve. And, yeah.
Bruce, as I look at it, it doesn't make sense. And if it doesn't make sense, there's got to be another explanation. Is this perhaps how God is going to bring judgment on America? Because, I mean, initially I thought, well, oh, this is the establishment. They're behind this. But I don't think they want to destroy America. I think they want to continue using the financial and military power of the United States to consolidate their control over the rest of the world. And if they're not the ones behind it, who in their right mind would be doing this? And, well, of course, the communists, but then I think that it could affect the communists equally. And I really believe that this may be God's form of judgment, but we're just going to have to wait and see. All we can do is speculate at this time, but I share your concern. I'm glad that at least you, and I hope at least our listeners understand what's going on, making their preparations accordingly, and all we can do is wait and watch and see. We cannot influence this because apparently there's nothing, no way in the world is Congress going to do what it should do. And that is, of course, invest a couple of $100 million, break up certainly the grid. I certainly have separate units that would take dozens of nuclear devices. And certainly there are ways to protect the transformers and protect the relays. And all of this has been blocked. Go right ahead.
Well, the other issue for months now, at least since the fall, I've been reading about the adults in the Democratic Party not really wanting Hillary. And we've seen in a matter of 2 weeks how a hawkishness or neoconization again of the Republicans that occurred. I was dismayed at the CPAC conference. There wasn't more like a Ron Paul attitude. Everybody's down on Russia. Russia's the big bear, going to threaten us again. Doesn't this help Hillary? Isn't she like a neocon or kind of hawkish? And if the dovish Democrats are afraid of the Russian bear reviving again, wouldn't they would find no objection to going with Hillary again? Plus, the general voting public, if they saw, like, say, Chris Christie versus Hillary, they'd say, well, there's no big difference on foreign policy, and Hillary will give us all the freebies that we want, so we'll vote for Hillary.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. That's why certainly we want to have a good arts conservative running on the Republican Party. And basically, because remember that Bill Clinton was moderately conservative when he was in. At least he did not run up the massive deficits that the two Bushes did, the one running on either side of him. Hillary, well, I don't trust Hillary for as far as I can throw her, but basically, you know, suddenly if she was running, we had somebody like certainly Tom Cruise or Rand Paul running, I think that the Republican could win. Now, but they might very well kill him. I mean, basically, we're dealing with vicious and evil people, but basically, they would probably try to do to him what they did to Barry Goldwater. But when Barry Goldwater ran, we did not have alternative radio. We didn't have the internet, and we have an awful lot of people out there who know there's a very real problem. And I think the vast majority of the American people are concerned about what's going on. A lot of them don't understand what's going on. They don't understand the spiritual forces. But I think this is going to be very, very interesting. I think the elections are going to be very interesting this coming November. And then, of course, the presidential election in 2016 is going to determine the direction America will go for the next century. So, we're just going to have to wait and see how it unfolds.
It's lost if Hillary gets in there. I can't see any way of recovering in time. I mean, just the social agenda and the foreign agenda would just be pushed too far.
Well, all we can do, certainly, Bruce, is continue doing what we're doing, and you keep trying to reach people, encourage them to listen to our programs, and certainly we'll try to get them to listen to Alex, Sydney, and to Joyce and the others, and putting it all together, hopefully they'll become as dedicated as I know you are in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization. Anything else you want to cover?
Ron Paul in the Republican mix.
It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Hey, I've got to run because I've got a couple of callers, but God bless. Thanks so much. Let's quickly go to Paul, who's calling us from Seattle. It's open lines, and we'll talk to whoever you'd like to. Hi, Paul. Do you have a question or comment?
I got both. First comment. I talked to some people, and I'm from the former Soviet Union, and they said that the America and the European Union spent $5 billion to take out Yanukovych. And the people in Ukraine, they were paid $400 a week to protest there. And that's just a guy holding up a sign. The people that were doing the actual damage, they were getting paid a lot more than that. And America is going to be doing sanctions on Russia. What do you think is the likelihood of Russia retaliating against those sanctions, against American sanctions?
Well, I think that, Paul, I think this is all staged. I mean, basically, Obama is threatening to bring sanctions against the Russians. But, of course, if he were simply to bring sanctions against the Russians would retaliate, and they'd simply refuse to actually pay off the debts that they owe us. They would seize the American corporations that are over there, and they could do a lot more harm to us than I think that we could do to them. And basically, what's going on doesn't make sense unless they want a major confrontation at this time, and there's another agenda behind everything that's going on. I think this whole thing is staged. I don't know exactly what the agenda is, but I do believe that this has been going to be utilized to destabilize our society.
Oh, gotcha. But you'll never hear on this side of the news that they were getting paid to protest there in Russia.
Well, we've talked about that, but I'm sure you're absolutely right, and I appreciate your letting us know. No, we've said that we thought that this whole thing was staged, and we know that certainly America's put up $4 or $5 billion to finance this whole effort to destabilize the country. But I appreciate so much your calling in and verifying what we've been saying. Do you listen to our program regularly, Paul? Do you listen to Radio Liberty regularly?
For the most part, yes, I do listen to regularly.
Great. Yes. We appreciate that. And please encourage others to listen. Anything else you'd like to cover?
No, that's it. So I had people that are from Ukraine that they told me that, and then they said that their friends, they were getting paid and blah, blah, blah.
Please keep getting informed and then call in. Let us know what you hear. Will you do that?
Sure will. Yes. Yes, sir.
All right, God bless. Thanks very much. And let's quickly go now to Bruce, who's calling us from Spokane. This is a different Bruce. What our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead.
Well, in Spokane County here, which is the second most populous county in Washington State, we had the Republican caucus just here a week ago. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with caucuses, but it's where all your neighbors get together that with the precinct committee officers, and they talk about and they plan for the convention. And one of the things that they do there is they select the choices for presidential and vice presidential candidates. And in Spokane County, they chose, in this order, Rand Paul and Ted Cruz.
Great for Rand, that. Oh, that's so gratifying to know that the people there are thinking and basically, I mean, hopefully so that you can build a base of support for that. If you get people, in fact, I will try to get them onto our program. I think they're both excellent people, and I hope that one of them does end up with a Republican presidential nomination.
Well, it was a shock to what he'd call the so-called traditional Republicans, and anytime they get themselves next being Hillary'd, they call for a meeting for unity.
Right.
And I'm sure you know what that means.
Right. And basically, of course, you have to understand that we're dealing with evil and wicked people, and they've infiltrated the leadership of both the Republican and the Democratic Party. But, of course, you have to understand that this doesn't represent the beliefs of the average Republican or the average Democrat. There are some very, very conservative Democrats out there, but they don't have a voice. And there are a lot of conservative Republicans, and they don't have a voice because the people on the other side have put in a tremendous amount of money. And basically, I've been involved in Republican politics here in California, and I will tell you they put out fabulous amounts of money to buy controls of the central committees. They put out almost $50,000 just to get rid of me as the president of the county Republican Central Committee, $100,000 to take over the Central Committee, Republican Central Committee in Monterey. So money is of no consequence. These are evil and wicked people who want a one-party system. And if you can control both political parties, that's what you got.
Well, that's quite accurate. I've been involved here. And it's the same savage contest.
Well, I hope that you'll keep us advised as to what's going on there. Get people to listen to our programs and to others. Hold the thought for a moment.
Certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide, including American gold, investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across Spokane, out across Sydney, Washington, out across America, that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us certainly maintain our network of stations, and certainly we have shortwave in the afternoon, we have satellite, we have the internet, we have AM stations and FM stations, and basically we reach an awful lot of people, not only here in the United States, but throughout the world. But we need your help to maintain what we're doing, and if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, one of the things you can do is join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you can certainly get the various products that we carry. And basically, of course, we carry a lot of wonderful DVDs that will help you to understand what's going on spiritually and what is going on politically today. In fact, I got a call just the other day from Pastor Billy Crone, and Pastor Billy's church is in Las Vegas, but he puts together some of the finest DVDs you have ever seen. And right now, I wanted to mention we're carrying his DVDs on the Final Countdown, and we have Volume 7. We have the Final Countdown Ultimate Volume 8, and each one has 5 or 6 DVDs in it. And then, of course, we have his DVD on 1 Minute into Eternity. And then, of course, we have certainly a Watchers 7 DVD put out by L.A. Marzulli. It takes you into the background of really what's going on. And then, of course, we have UFOs, the great days. We have UFOs, the great last days of deception, Volume 1 and Volume 2. And all of these things are available at Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. And basically, of course, you can get more information if you want to go to our website, radioliberty.com. We have a section where we have all the DVDs and the tape sets and the CD sets listed, all the books are listed there. Or if you'd like to get a catalog, just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you a catalog without cost. We want you to get the information. And then, of course, if it's something that we have produced, why, we encourage you to actually copy it and get it out. And certainly, as long as you're not doing it for profit, if you want to make enough money to pay for your expenses, that's fine with us. But get the information out, because what we're doing, and we're selling ideas. We're not selling to make money. We're not selling to make an income. My wife and I give our time full time, certainly, because we're involved in a spiritual battle for the survival of Christian civilization. Basically, of course, we mentioned some of the books we're carrying. We have a book called Another Jesus Calling. It's put out by Warren Smith, Another Jesus Calling. We have Beast Tech, The Mark of the New World Order, certainly by Terry Cook. It's an excellent, excellent book. That's Beast Tech. We have the book, The Power Elite, Their History and Their Future. That's The Power Elite, The History and Their Future. And then, of course, we carry The Truth is a Lonely Warrior, a wonderful book. It's going to take you into the background of the invisible government, but it'll give you all aspects of what's going on. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call. Otherwise, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean, white with gold.
Well, this is Arthur Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of William Grigg. And William, for many years, was the senior editor of the New American Magazine. He's been with Republic Magazine for a time. He's a prolific writer. He's written a number of books. Certainly, he writes regularly for Lou Rockwell, and you can get his articles there on the Internet at Lou Rockwell's site. He has his own site where he publishes articles. He writes the regularly monthly newsletter for Radio Liberty, and certainly I've written them myself for 15 or more years. I'm getting a little old for that. That takes a little longer than I want to. And so basically we get William to write the newsletter. In fact, I just got a note today from one of our friends saying how much they enjoyed certainly William Grigg's last commentary. So basically if you subscribe to the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, why, you'll be helping William as well, because he writes our monthly newsletter. And then of course Barbara and I do help to support him, because we appreciate the fact he's raising 6 children and he has a lot of obligations. So basically, he's on the front lines of this battle, getting information out. And without further ado, William Grigg. Hi, William. How are we doing tonight?
Dr. Stan, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
What are we going to be talking about tonight?
We have to talk about the concept of equal protection of law and why it seems completely irrelevant to our present circumstances. And I think the best way to illustrate this is to talk about 2 very different cases in the state of New Mexico that involve exactly the same exercise of property rights.
I'm going to ask you just to speak up just a little bit louder. Go right ahead.
All right. Am I audible now?
Oh, you're better now. Much better. Go ahead.
Very good. In the state of New Mexico, over the course of about 6 or 7 years, there were 2 remarkably similar exercises of property rights by business owners. One of them was recognized as a perfectly legitimate gesture by a commercial entrepreneur, and the other was treated like a hate crime. A couple of years ago, a hairdresser in Santa Fe by the name of Antonio Darden announced that he was no longer going to be rendering his service for the governor of New Mexico, Susana Martinez. She's a Republican. A somewhat conservative Republican, slightly more conservative than Mitt Romney, not that that's the highest hurdle to cross regarding that metric, and a social conservative, and she had said on several occasions that she doesn't support this novel social construct called same-sex marriage. She believes, quite reasonably, that marriage has a settled historic and covenantal definition, and that it doesn't encompass two men or two women or some combination of one man and several women or two men and several women or some other configuration of that sort. It has a settled historic definition that existed before government and is immune to reconfiguring by the government. Well, Mr. Darden is homosexual, and he's of an activist disposition, and to protest what he considered to be Governor Martinez's impermissible commitment to conventional marriage, he decided that he was no longer going to cut her hair, which, of course, is his sovereign right as a business owner.
Now, I'm sorry, is he homosexual or heterosexual?
He's homosexual.
He's homosexual, yes. But he has a right to say, well, I don't want to cut her hair.
Yes. All However, right. That's something that only a member of a privileged class can do in the state of New Mexico, because there was a case just like this 6 years earlier, and the business owner who withheld services from a homosexual couple has been tangled up in lawsuits and very expensive litigation for the last 8 years.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. So basically, here's a homosexual that we would agree with. It feels that these things are wrong, and he was going to cut the governor's hair. Well, but, of course, there's a similar case where somebody else did say exactly the same thing, but they were heterosexual. They had all sorts of problems. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and what it is telling about another instance some years ago where the people who were photographers, very high-end photographers, were asked to suddenly if they would take pictures at a same-sex wedding, and whether it was two men or two women, it doesn't matter. They said that suddenly they disagreed with that, and so they would not actually take the pictures at a same-sex next wedding. And basically, then, of course, the aggrieved party said, actually filed a charge against them, and they must have some sort of a commission or committee there in New Mexico that would go after people who certainly had expressed their religious beliefs, saying that they felt that same-sex marriages were wrong. Or they weren't marriages at all. I mean, if you want to go ahead and take pictures, but don't call them marriages. If people want to get pictures, it's one thing. But when you're talking about the same-sex marriage, as if you're actually saying, I think it's legitimate, and if it is legitimate, at least not according to God, go right ahead.
That's exactly right. And what had happened is that in the first email, the photographer, the would-be photographer here, her name is Elaine Nugent, once again, didn't say that she would reject the business. She just listed the services that were available. And so it's not as if this woman had thrown a would-be customer out of her store, so to speak. And it's not as if she even answered the question explicitly. She simply listed the services that were available. And the would-be customer, her last name was Willock. I can't remember her first name. I think it was Victoria Willock. Sent a second email and asked specifically if there was a policy on the part of the company not to do photography for so-called same-sex weddings. And Elaine answered, yes, we have moral and religious compunctions that forbid it. We'd be happy to provide any other service, but that's not something that we're willing to do. And so rather than doing what a rational and responsible person would do, which would be to find a photographer willing to provide the service that Elaine Hugin didn't want to offer, Ms. Willock contacted the group, the organization, calling itself the Human Rights Commission. It's now called the Human Rights Bureau of New Mexico, and filed a complaint. And then had her partner do something that I think is actually a federal offense of wire fraud by posing as somebody who is involved in a conventional marriage and asking Elaine Hugin if she'd be willing to provide wedding service photography on behalf of this notional, fictional conventional marriage. Of course, Elaine said, yes, we'd be willing to do that. The reason they did this was it was in the nature of a sting operation. But it's an act of wire fraud because you're making a false proffer of a business deal. And, of course, you're dealing here with something that is actually in the neighborhood of being an actual crime, because there was a conscious act of fraud that did injure a victim, in this case, Elaine Hugin. And so the so-called Human Rights Commission, which is actually a Soviet, it's a Soviet, the classic communist sense, an unaccountable Politburo-type body that hands down rulings that nullify property rights, classic Soviet sense. They announced that they were going to investigate this business for failing to render a service that they didn't want to provide, which is exactly the same thing that 6 years later was done by Mr. Darden in Santa Fe, and for pretty much the same reason. It was a reason rooted in a position having to do with so-called same-sex marriage. Mr. Darden didn't want to conduct business with somebody who disagreed with him about the supposed virtues of same-sex marriage. Elaine Hugin didn't want to do business in a way that would compel her to endorse and celebrate a procedure that reflected something that against which she had deep-seated and earnest religious opinions that were in opposition. So what happened here is that in the one case, you have a recognition of the indefeasible property right of a business owner to reject a potential customer. On the other case, you have somebody being treated as a criminal because that person didn't want to engage in business at a price that would have represented the compromise of her beliefs. And this went to the Human Rights Commission, which, predictably enough, imposed a fine of nearly $7,000 on the Hugin family. They stole $7,000 from the Hugin family, and they gave it to this couple that was able to find a wedding photographer willing to render the service at a better price. They would have they would have had to pay about $2,500 had Elaine Hugin and taken their business. They were able to find somebody who rendered that service for them, I think, for about $1,900, and that was basically paid out of the pocket of the Hugin family because that money was stolen from them by the Human Rights Commission and given to the aggrieved couple here. As I'm reading the ruling from the Human Rights Commission and some of the amicus curiae briefs and the impending Supreme Court ruling or the Supreme Court appeal, assuming that they're granted certiorari by the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court's going to rule on this because the appellate court in New Mexico and the New Mexico State Supreme Court both upheld this perfectly hideous fine that was imposed on Elaine Hugin. Reading through this case, I'm struck by a few things. First of all, these people, Elaine and her husband, did not reject other forms of business that were offered to, that were other forms of business relationships with people who identify as homosexuals. For instance, they would do portrait photography, and they would do a number of other types of photography, irrespective of one's professed sexual orientation. There are certain types of photography they wouldn't do for heterosexual couples. For instance, they wouldn't do nude maternity shots, which unfortunately are something of a vogue right now. They wouldn't do things that would be considered softcore pornography. They wouldn't do depictions of violence. They wouldn't do a wedding photography package for a polygamous marriage either, because that offends their religious sensibilities as well. So it's not as if they're singling out people who want to conduct these so-called marriages, which are not recognized by the state government in New Mexico. That's the same entity that employed the Human Rights Soviet that stole $7,000 from the Huguenin in the form of what they call the fine. It's not just that the Huguenin family would not do portraits for same-sex couples who are engaging in commitment ceremonies. There are other things that they would do. There are other forms of business they won't take. But under what the state of New Mexico is pleased to call the law, the this refusal on the part of the Huguenins was considered to be an offense because it singled out, discriminated against a certain type of clientele, which is a function of property rights. It is a pure exercise of property rights to decline to do business. On the other hand, if you're claiming that somebody who is a potential customer has a property right in the service that a business owner would provide, then you're saying that to some extent you can compel the business owner to render that service. That's involuntary servitude. Whether or not it's compensated is still involuntary servitude, which, of course, is banned by the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution. That bans not only chattel slavery, but any form of involuntary servitude, unless it is inflicted as legitimate punishment following due process of law and conviction of an actual offense. That's what has to be done in order for somebody to be in a condition of involuntary servitude. If you don't have the right to withhold commerce, if you don't have the right to withhold association of a business nature or any other nature, then you don't have property rights. You are, to some extent, the servant of people who are in specially protected classes. And this is a very important thing to recognize, because right now, all across the country, we've talked about this before, Dr. Stan, you've had cases in states such as Colorado and in Oregon where people have not been willing to bake wedding cakes for same-sex unions. And this has been treated as if this were an offense, a crime of some sort or a tort of some kind. On the assumption that you have a duty as somebody who is a business owner to render these services irrespective of your views, your moral views, or religious convictions. And you can be compelled, according to the perverted logic of these rulings, you can be compelled to engage in expressive conduct that endorses and ratifies something that you hold to be abhorrent to your moral perspective. And that's something that Thomas Jefferson, who's a man of some consequence when we're talking about free expression, that's something that Thomas Jefferson defined as the epitome of tyranny, you know, for compelling somebody to profess something in which he doesn't believe through the instrumentality of the state is just about as tyrannical as you can imagine in the realm of public policy. And here in the state of Idaho, there's an ongoing discussion, I wouldn't even dignify it by calling it a debate, over the State Human Rights Act. And the Human Rights Act, which was put into place several decades ago, is the state equivalent of the federal anti-discrimination laws and some of the other statutes that are used to punish people for discriminatory acts that don't involve an attack on somebody's property rights. Just by way of fleshing out this discussion and taking it to a more elemental level, property rights have to be considered absolute. We talked about that last week at some length. If a property right is an absolute, then it's a conditional privilege that is granted to you by the state. You cannot claim a property right in another human being. That's why slavery is wrong. You cannot claim a property right in another person's labor. That's something that has to be offered to you freely on terms that are mutually agreeable. So because aggression is always wrong, property rights can be absolute. And if property rights aren't absolute, then what you've got is a situation where some people are more equal than others. The Orwellian state of affairs that exists in the state of New Mexico and other places. And here in the state of Idaho, there's a campaign which is sort of an organized tantrum, an open session by homosexual pressure groups and their allies on the collectivist left called the Add the Words campaign. And what they want to do is they want to amend the State Human Rights Act to include sexual orientation, which can mean any one of a vastly multiplying number of categories. I think recently there was a publication that suggested there might be as many as 56 so-called genders. I don't know what on earth would lead somebody to believe such a ridiculous thing, but there are people who believe that in all sincerity. In any case, they want to add those words to the Human Rights Act. Well, what's the purpose of doing this? The purpose of doing this is to allow the state to compel people who own businesses and who are operating commercial enterprises in the state of Idaho, to compel them to accept this kind of business at the expense of their views about the legitimacy of such things as so-called same-sex marriage. What's going on in New Mexico and Colorado and Oregon are all foreshadowings of what would happen in Idaho or any other state of the union, quite frankly, when you add sexual orientation to the list of protected categories. Rather than adding the words, we should delete that law. We should delete laws that don't recognize the sanctity of private property.
Okay, fine. Well, I guess, of course, it's William Grigg. And we're talking certainly about the unjust decision made there in New Mexico and basically, of course, the conflicting decisions that are made. It seems we have some people who are more equal than others. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Okay, fine. This is Dr. Stan, and Cindy Whittam is simply talking about the fact that there is certainly legislation that has been enacted, certainly under these human rights acts, that we require that certainly homosexuals who want to get married would be considered a special class of people, and you can't discriminate against them because they want to get married. Two men, two women want to get married, and basically there's some people who feel that is wrong according to God's law, but you're not allowed to do that because these people have special privileges. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and this is an outgrowth of the terrible and totalitarian logic of the Civil Rights Act of the 1960s. That's one of the reasons why responsible conservatives and libertarians opposed the so-called Civil Rights Act of the 1960s, not because they wanted institutionalized discrimination, but because they wanted to protect property rights. They wanted to keep the government out of the role of regulating all commercial interactions and private associations in order to rectify what they call discrimination against protected classes. The way that you protect people from invidious discrimination, which is to say discrimination based on incidental characteristics or identifiable characteristics, is by allowing people to compete freely in the marketplace. If you're going to be in an open marketplace where, for instance, there are going to be financially well-off same-sex couples who want to hire wedding photographers or florists or cake makers in order to celebrate their commitment ceremony. There's going to be an opportunity cost attached to that for those who are going to stand fast in their Christian convictions. That's something that most deeply convinced Christians are willing to do. They're willing to pay the opportunity cost to be faithful to their convictions. That's something that I think is entirely appropriate. And that means that other people will profit because these other individuals, these Christians of conscience, are not willing to take the business. Other people are going to be willing to step in and fill the void very quickly. That happened in the case in Colorado for a couple that had to travel all the way to Massachusetts in order to undergo this burlesque of a wedding. They couldn't get married in Colorado because the state of Colorado officially discriminates against same-sex marriage. Same thing that happened in New Mexico. But because a cake baker wasn't willing to celebrate and be part of a ceremony that the state of Colorado doesn't regard as legitimate, he ended up being slapped down by their diversity or their anti-discrimination Soviet, and he faces the prospect of going to prison. But other people in Denver were perfectly willing to provide this service, and probably on competitive terms, just like what happened in New Mexico with the couple that took Elaine Huguenin before the sensitivity Soviet. This is the sort of thing that will happen in a free marketplace. What happened with the Jim Crow enactments in the post-war pre-civil rights South is that you had the government impeding the free exchange of goods and services. You had government policies that prevented people from doing business in an open marketplace and punishing people who were engaging in free commerce, irrespective of color distinction. What had to happen in the case of the pre-civil rights South is that those enactments had to be done away with. And if they weren't done away with, then what happens in the federalist system is that these states are going to be losing economic standing. That's something that James Madison explained in the 10th Federalist Paper. You simply cannot create a situation where you have the government regulating all these things nationwide and expect that there's going to be actual social progress, because where stupid policies are enacted by the government to prevent the free market from clearing up genuinely invidious discrimination, where you don't allow the market to do this, when you have the government regulating all these social interactions, you're not going to do away with discrimination. You're going to be destroying the free market, and you're going to be embedding discrimination. You're going to be creating specially protected classes of people, which is exactly what's happened here. And what's going to happen now, I suspect, is that in Idaho and in a number of other states, Kansas has tried to enact a law protecting the property rights of people of conscience. The Kansas law was really badly written because it would have applied both to the private sector and to the government sector. You don't need to do the latter. You just need to recognize the property rights of the people in the private sector. And something similar was wrong with the Arizona law, that was, the Arizona bill, rather, that was vetoed by Jan Brewer. Then the next domino to fall, perhaps, will be Idaho, because, as I mentioned, we have this daily tantrum going on in the state house during the legislative session, where people are showing up and blocking access to the assembly hall, the legislature, and getting arrested in you know, painless and theatrical protests where people are supposed to sympathize with them as poor picked on victims of deeply entrenched discriminatory attitudes. These people are not victims. What they are demanding is the right to commit state-sanctioned aggression against property rights. And I suspect that they're eventually going to wear down the resolve of people in the state of Idaho. And what we should be doing, rather than adding words to the Human Rights Act, is to repeal the Human Rights Act to let the market deal with discrimination.
Well, you know, I fear that God is going to bring his judgment on America. I mean, basically what we're doing is this flouting God's rules and laws and regulations. When a government turns against God, God eventually turns against that nation. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that's going to happen.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Hold that thought. This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is William Grigg. And Cindy William is just talking about our basic rights. And he makes an excellent point, which I think that everybody should understand. And that is that the homosexuals are victims of this whole situation. They honestly think that what they're agitating for their rights, their inherent rights, without understanding there really are people out there who are using the homosexual movement to actually push a godless agenda, an agenda aimed at destroying the very foundation of individual freedom upon which the right of people to be homosexuals rests. And basically, of course, if they can utilize the homosexual movement to strengthen the government and restrict the freedoms of heterosexuals, then eventually those same rights one day will be used to eliminate the homosexuals, and we'll see a situation similar to that that existed in Nazi Germany, where, of course, the Jews and the gypsies and the homosexuals were rounded up and sent to concentration camps to be killed. And the average homosexual in America has no grasp at all of what's really going on. Go right ahead, William, because I think your point is well made.
Well, one of the things that really troubles me, and this is something that I think some of the more perspicuous people among, if you will, the gay rights movement have started to understand, is that these people are looking for protection. Actually, they're not even looking for protection. They're looking for advancement. They're looking for favors from a government that has demonstrated that it is perfectly willing and perfectly capable of destroying any of us for any whimsical reason that the people running that government could contrive. And so many of the people who are part of the dead enders, if you will, sort of the La Pasiadara or the Corporal Chauvin faction of the Democratic Party, are not at all troubled by the fact that Barack Obama, somebody they still look upon as a quasi-messianic figure, is routinely slaughtering people overseas by drone strikes. Now he's taking our country to the brink of a war with Russia that is completely ludicrous and potentially very, very destructive. I mean, even if we don't have an outright exchange of fire, if we don't exchange fire with Russians, if Russian and American military personnel never end up looking at each other through gun sights, there's still the potential here for catastrophic economic warfare, and we'd come out very much the poor second in that conflict, because you know, the Russians right now are far better off than we are in terms of their foreign exchange situation. But the people who look upon Barack Obama as, once again, sort of a transcendent, numinous figure, don't at all find it improper that this is a guy who's wiping out women and children and innocent people in places like Pakistan and Somalia and elsewhere, or that he conducted this illicit war against Libya, and that he's doing similar things in Syria. His government's been cutting up trouble with Ukraine.
Don't forget Tunisia and Egypt as well.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. They're fomenting insurrections and installing radical regimes overseas that are persecuting and murdering homosexuals, among other things. The kind of people who came to power in these radical regimes overseas, and this is the case with the so-called liberation of Iraq and Afghanistan as well. These are people who don't see anything at all amiss with sending homosexuals to the gibbet. And they're willing, I think, to countenance this on the assumption that the same quasi-dictatorial figure, Barack Obama, is willing to use the state to their advantage. In other words, it's a monstrous thing he's doing overseas, and horrible things are being done to many innocent people. And in terms of our own interests, you know, looking at the perspective of a so-called gay rights operative, you know, it may be tragic that he's abetting the murderous persecution of homosexuals in the Arab world, but this is something that has to be done. This is a price that simply has to be paid in order to consolidate power here in the United States to be used against people whose views we despise. Because the state is the measure of all things. The question is not the morality of what is being done, but rather who is doing what to whom. It all comes down to the old Leninist dichotomy. And these people are embracing that. And really, as I've said before, and I will tirelessly repeat, the only moral basis for society, for civilized society, is the golden rule, which is do unto others as you would be done to. And the alternative to that is some variation of the iron fist, which is who does what to whom. We want to be the one wielding the iron fist rather than the people against whom it is wielded. And so it's desperately important that people on that side of the debate understand that at some point the configuration, the alignment will turn, the wheel will turn, and they'll be the whom rather than the who, unless they're focusing on the what. There are three parts of this equation. There's the who, the whom, and then the what is being done. And we have to focus on the moral question of the what, which is being done. And in that formula that Lenin proposed, what you're talking about is aggression, the violation of of individual property rights through force or fraud. On a spectrum of alternatives that runs from taxation to merely bullying all the way up to mass murder. So we have to get people to focus on the fact that aggression is at all times and in all circumstances morally wrong and morally indefensible. It is never right to be the aggressor. And I want to go back and talk about the Add the Word movement here in the state of Idaho. These people are playing on the familiar imagery and tropes of the 1960s Civil Rights Revolution. And the Civil Rights Revolution, as I mentioned before, was used to accomplish similar ends. They were protesting against legitimate and valid abuses. That is to say, the protests were legitimate, valid, the abuses were not. They were dealing with genuine oppression in the Jim Crow South that was inflicted upon them by government. So what happened is that this huge movement was sprung up that borrowed the moral authority of the Old Testament narrative of the Exodus, and of course the moral authority of our founding generation and the resonant promises of the protection of life, liberty, and property, and equal protection of the laws. And through the perverse alchemy of collectivism, this was transmuted into a system that focused on expanding the power of government and destroying the principles of free association and freedom of commerce. You see, the problem, as I pointed out, was the fact you had government enactments in the South that retarded, that impeded, in many instances criminalized, freedom of association and free commerce. That's the sort of thing that happened in the South. Those enactments had to be repealed, and that's something that had to be done through the gritty and unglamorous work of repealing those measures state by state, county by county, city by city, and sometimes housing development by housing development. That's something that could only be done through moral suasion. But instead, the so-called civil rights movement was turned into a weapon to hammer the 50 states flat on the anvil of collectivism. And you ended up with these quasi-totalitarian laws that were used to regiment private action in the name of combating discrimination. And discrimination is a right. It is never a crime. It is very rarely, if ever, a tort. You always have an unqualified right to choose not to associate with somebody or to choose not to accept business with somebody. That's a property right. And if you don't have that property right, if you don't have the right to withhold your consent to a transaction or to refuse participation in some undertaking, you don't have your freedom. You are a slave. Once again, a slave is somebody who does not have the right to say no.
But William, unfortunately, through the Civil Rights Acts that we have, they've taken that freedom away from people all across America. I know you're aware of that, and I know you're as concerned about it as I am, as every one of our listeners should be.
That's something that flies in the face of the received so-called wisdom of at least two generations of people who have been fed the politically dictated lies about what the civil rights movement was all about. We hear the soaring speeches, often built on pilfered eloquence, that were delivered by Martin Luther King. And people are led to believe that that consecrates this new totalitarian order where federalism has been destroyed and the right to freedom of commerce and contract are now treated as revocable privileges. And there were some people back in the 1960s, I think Barry Goldwater was among them, who had no brief for discrimination in the sense of private practice. He'd been a business owner, remember. This is somebody who had been in the private sector. He'd done something in the productive sector. He wasn't always part of the tax-fueled parasitical class. These are things that he foresaw when he was opposing the so-called Civil Rights Act. And Senator Rand Paul, a couple of years ago, in an interview with Rachel Maddow at MSNBC, and I think the M stands for Mao, quite frankly, Senator Rand Paul gave something of a tentative and qualified explanation of why the Civil Rights Act was wrong. It really is a fairly simple proposition. You say the problem of the Civil Rights Act that is that it abnegates the right to private property. And there's no way you can have a society that is conducive to human freedom in which property rights are not absolute. And if you believe that somebody who is exercising a business cannot choose to withhold commerce, then you're destroying private property. And you're creating a situation where the government is going to designate certain people, especially favored classes, and that, of course, violates equal protection. And furthermore, even if you believe that that is necessary, justified, given the history of our country, and that's something that is wrong constitutionally, that's forbidden, because that ends up being a violation of the prohibition of what's called corruption of blood. You cannot impute the guilt of relatives or ancestors to somebody. So you can't say that Americans of European ancestry, white Americans, in other words, have to be treated as a disfavored class because of things that were done by other white people who lived decades or centuries ago. But even if you believe that there's some moral justification for this, in spite of the fact that there isn't, it doesn't work. It fails on practical terms. Because what you're claiming is that there is some anointed elite with a supernal gift for social arrangements that can fine-tune and micromanage private affairs to such a degree of specificity that they can understand the unspoken motives of businessmen like Elaine Huguenin and compare those supposedly invidious motives with the rarefied and pure motives of somebody like Mr. Darden in Santa Fe. They did exactly the same thing once again. They refused to engage in commerce as business owners. But the one was commended for what he did, and the other has found herself with her husband sucked into this legal morass that has cost them tens of thousands of dollars and probably cost them, I would imagine, a great deal of business because of the negative publicity. They are the victims here. And I want to talk a little bit about a process called victimization.
Before we do, William, we're getting towards the end of the program, and I do want you to get out send your email address. People know how they can get to your website, how they can get your books, how they can get to your radio program, how they can get to your ministry and support it, and certainly to your PayPal button. So why don't we just take a few moments here and have you tell our listeners about William Grigg, who he is, and certainly encourage them, as we do, to support you.
Well, Dr. Stan, I really do appreciate that. My chief outlet is the Pro Libertate blog, which is at freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Freedominourtime, as one word, .blogspot.com. The blog is called Pro Libertate, and I publish at least once a week, sometimes twice a week. And I'm going to be writing an essay about the subject we've been discussing tonight. It should be up sometime tomorrow, hopefully. It's something that I find to be very dangerous and thoroughly infuriating. A lot of what I publish at Pro Libertate is republished at the LouRockwell.com page. That's L-E-W and then Rockwell as in Norman Rockwell, LouRockwell.com. And there's a blog section on the right-hand side of the screen at LouRockwell.com where I publish a lot of my writings. So a lot of what is originally made public at Pro Libertate is also repackaged and syndicated, if you will, at LouRockwell.com. And on the Pro Libertate website, once again, that's freedominourtime.blogspot.com. At the bottom of every essay, there is a PayPal button. And I really do appreciate the generosity of so many of your listeners, Dr. Stan. And seeing to the interests of my ministry and my family, it's something I really do appreciate. We're very humbly grateful for all the help we've received. My radio program is called Freedom Zealot Radio, and it's broadcast on the Liberty News Radio Network at LibertyRoundtable.com. Once again, LibertyRoundtable.com every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Pacific. If you go to the LibertyRoundtable.com page, look in the upper right-hand corner of the screen, there's a Listen Live Now button that you can click. Once again, 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Central, Freedom's on the Radio every Saturday night. And I am going to be discussing this issue tomorrow night in my radio program. It's something that I find to be tremendously important. Granted, there are a lot of things of almost apocalyptic concern happening in the world. I'm perfectly horrified by the prospect of an economic war, potentially a military conflict with Russia that's completely avoidable, especially when you take a look at the fact that what Mr. Putin is proposing here is actually a pretty good solution to what's happened in Ukraine. I think there should be a secession, if you will. I think there's a case to be made for the eastern and western halves of Ukraine to be separated. I don't think it would be really in the interest of the Ukrainians and the eastern part to be ruled by Putin's regime. But that's their affair. That's not our affair. Unfortunately, we're probably going to find ourselves drawn into a conflict there of some sort.
And
but William, this whole thing is contrived.
It is
not happening by accident. It is contrived, and this certainly somebody is using this at this specific time to create an incident. But go right ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're following a script. It reminds me a little bit of the Flower Wars, the staged conflicts that were carried out by the Aztecs before Hernan Cortez and the conquistadores showed up. What they would do is they would hold a pageant of a war, and they would invite these satrap leaders to lead their troops to the theater of battle and then abandon them to be captured by the Aztecs used as a sacrificial fodder on the altars of Huitzilopochtli. That's the same kind of thing that happens with regularity. Most of these wars, you point out, are to some extent orchestrated. And there is an ominous symmetry in the fact that we're 100 years out from World War I, which was the civilization-ending cataclysm that destroyed Christendom. It seems to me that they're starting up with almost exactly the same scenario here, where you've got irredentist movements in the Slavic regions of Europe and secret alliances like the 1994 Pact that supposedly commits the United States and Great Britain to come to the defense of Ukraine in the event that the Russians get involved in their territory. There's a secret pact that the Russians had with the Crimean Ukrainians that allow them to keep their military troops on Ukrainian soil. You can't tell me that the diplomats involved in forging those agreements didn't compare notes with each other. Supposedly, we're committed to go to war to defend Ukraine if the Russians are there, and yet the Russians have an agreement to station troops on Ukrainian soil. It's sort of tripwire of the kind that you found scattered across Europe in the buildup to World War I. And I see another, to use Barbara Tuchman's phrase, march of folly ensuing right now. And that's the sort of thing that haunts my dreams and causes sleep to depart. And while that's going on overseas, we've got this movement here in the United States to destroy what remains of property rights. We're living in terrible times. They're just fraught with peril. But at least it's not boring.
Oh, it certainly isn't. Our guest has been William Grigg. And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand, you must keep your watch ring very closely, but we're heading into a period of chaos and crisis. I don't know how this thing is going to work out, but I do know one thing, and that is this is all manipulated. This is all created. There's a purpose behind it. It has nothing at all to do certainly maintaining freedom for the people in the Ukraine or for the people in the Crimea. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. With William Grigg.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
And one more time, William, tell people how they can get your website.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's called Pro Libertate, and the direct address is freedominourtime.blogspot.com.
freedominourtime.blogspot.com. God bless you. Thanks very much.
God bless you.
Talk to you real soon. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us as we reach out 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to educate the American people to understand that there really are powerful supernatural forces at work in our society, and their goal, their ultimate goal, is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion. There's an organized effort to undermine and destroy Christianity. And certainly in the churches in America, whether they be Catholic or Protestant, they've changed the music of the church. They've changed the message of the church and the message of the scriptures. And we are in real trouble. Because when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. Our hope is that many of you out there give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because this is what we need. We need your financial help so we can maintain our network of radio stations and shortwave stations and internet, and that you can hear us on the telephone in the afternoon. We are in shortwave in the afternoon. But all of this is expensive. And certainly if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, we'd love to hear from you. And you do that simply by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can watch our DVDs there without charge. You can certainly listen to our radio programs there live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. You can read our newsletters, and of course our newsletter certainly at the current time is written by William Grigg, who does a wonderful job. And certainly then, of course, we have a number of special sites there. We have one site, you'll see it up just below the big blue banners. It says items around the internet, and it's certainly articles or videos or things that we see. We post something there certainly every day or two that we think is important for you to know, to understand, so that you can begin to grasp what's really going on in the world today. And what's really going on is there is a subversive movement that controls both political parties, that controls the media, that controls the banks, that controls the military, that controls the corporations, that controls our educational system. It has tentacles into both of our major political, both religions, and certainly controls the tax-exempt foundations. And we need your help to expose what's going on. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And we hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 days a week, 5 hours a day. And basically, we need to maintain that network. We need to keep broadcasting and certainly through all the various vehicles we do, because more and more people are becoming aware of what's going on. Certainly, we hope many of you will support our advertisers. If you haven't certainly looked into Garlazyme, that's Garlazyme, which Bill Sardi actually represents. We had him on the other day. He got 136 orders just from that one program, and we hope that you'll want to take this. We think we're taking it. We think it's a great product. And then, of course, the other things that we certainly order and we offer through Radio Liberty. Listen to our programs. If you're in a position to help, please do. If you're not in a position to help us financially, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until Monday evening, Monday morning, when we'll be back early in the morning, this is Dr. Stan. Good night, and may the Lord be with you.
Show. You're in the right place. Thank you so very much for joining us today. It is 7 March 2014. It is Friday.